Tuesday of the 15th week in ordinary time. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Commentary by Father Damian Lin from Singapore. Today, Christ upbraided two Galilean cities, Chorazin and Bethsaida, for their incredulities. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. Christ himself bore witness that the Phoenician cities, Tyre and Sidon, would have done penitence in great humility if the wonders of the divine power had been done in them. Nobody enjoys a good scolding. It must, however, be especially painful to be upbraided by Christ, who loves us with his most merciful heart. There is simply no excuse, no immunity when one is reprimanded by truth itself. Let us receive humbly and responsibly God's call to conversion each day. We also notice that Christ did not mince his words. He placed his audience face to face with truth. We too have to take stock of the manner we speak to others about Christ. Often, we too have to fight against our human respect to put our friends before eternal truths, such as death and judgment. Pope Francis wittingly described St. Paul as a troublemaker. He said, "May we not take refuge in an easygoing life or in an ephemeral structure? Paul preaching the Lord caused trouble, but he persisted because he was a zealous Christian. He had apostolic zeal. Let us not shun from our duty of charity." Perhaps like me, you may find these words of St. Josea Maria Escriva enlightening. It's a question of speaking words of wisdom in clear Christian speech that all can understand. We should not just rest on the laurels because we are understood by many. Rather, we have to beg for the grace to be the humble instrument of the Holy Spirit in order to put each man and woman squarely before the divine truth.